All right, ready for another deep dive? This time we're taking a look at Service Stack version 8.1.
Yeah, there's a lot to unpack with this one, especially if you're a .NET developer.
Absolutely. And luckily we can always turn to their latest blog post to get us started.
Always a good place to start. This release is all about integration, especially with .NET 8.
Okay, so they're really hitching their wagon to .NET 8, going all in.
Yeah, it's a pretty clear statement. They're not trying to be everything to everyone anymore.
Interesting. What's the reasoning behind that?
Well, it seems like they want to focus on giving .NET developers the best possible experience.
So by going all in on .NET, does that mean we'll see features that only work on the latest and greatest?
Exactly. If you want the bleeding edge, you got to be on .NET 8. It's about embracing the future of .NET.
So for our listeners who are big on staying up to date, this is probably music to their ears. Less about compatibility and more about pushing the boundaries.
Precisely. And one of the biggest things they're pushing is tighter integration with ASP.NET Core.
Okay, let's talk about that, because that seems to be a big theme here. It's not just about running on .NET anymore. It's about being a part of it.
Right. Think of it like, instead of having my stuff and your stuff, Service Stack is using core ASP.NET features for things they used to do themselves.
So less reinventing the wheel and more leveraging what .NET already does well. Can you give us an example?
Absolutely. Take dependency injection, for example. That's always been a big deal in the .NET world. And now Service Stack is using ASP.NET Core's built-in IOC container.
Now, IOC might sound like a mouthful to some, but it's a really elegant way to manage how different parts of your application talk to each other.
Exactly. And by embracing ASP.NET Core's IOC, Service Stack just made life easier for developers.
So less to learn, more consistency, and probably fewer headaches when you're building complex applications.
You got it. It's all about that seamless developer experience. And it's not just IOC. They're also using ASP.NET Core for endpoint routing.
Oh, interesting. So how does that work in practice? I mean, Service Stack has always had its own way of handling APIs.
Right, but now your Service Stack APIs can live happily within the ASP.NET Core routing system. No more juggling different approaches.
So again, it's about that tighter integration, making it feel like everything just fits together naturally.
Precisely. And to top it off, they've even adopted system.text.json for serialization.
Now, that might not sound as exciting as some of the other stuff, but for those who obsess over performance, which, let's face it, a lot of our listeners do.
It's a big deal. System.text.json is .NET's preferred JSON handler, and it's seriously fast. So by embracing it, Service Stack gets a nice performance boost and aligns itself more closely with the rest of the .NET ecosystem.
Gotcha. So we're already seeing a pattern here, even just in these core changes. It seems like Service Stack is really serious about this whole better together thing.
It's definitely the vibe I'm getting. They're not just playing in the .NET sandbox anymore. They're building a whole castle right alongside everyone else.
And that's just the foundation. We haven't even touched on the cool new features in 8.1.
Oh, we're just getting started.
Mm-hmm.
And trust me, some of these features, especially when we get to the Blazor stuff.
Okay, now you've piqued my interest, but we're going to have to save that for after the break.
All right, so before the break, we were getting really excited about some of these new features in Service Stack 8.1. And you hinted that some of them might be real time savers.
Oh, absolutely. Take OpenAPI support, for example. If you've ever had to wrangle APIs, you know how big of a deal this is.
Okay, for those who might not be familiar, OpenAPI, or Swagger, as it's sometimes called, it's all about making your APIs, well, easier to work with, right?
Exactly. It's like giving your APIs a user manual, but instead of being some dry document, it's a dynamic, interactive thing.
So I can actually explore the API, see what it does, even test it out all through something like Swagger UI. You got it. And because Service Stack now supports OpenAPI, you get all those benefits automatically. It's huge for collaboration, especially if you're working with multiple teams or different technologies.
It's like speaking a common language, API-wise. Everyone understands what's going on.
Exactly. No more trying to decipher custom documentation or writing endless emails trying to figure out how an API works.
Music to any developer's ears. And speaking of making life easier, I heard something about a built-as-admin UI for identity authentication.
Oh, yeah. That's another gem in this release. You know how much time developers spend building custom user management tools?
Oh, yeah. It's like every project ends up needing some version of it.
Well, Service Stack just took that pain point away.
Yeah.
Now you've got a ready-to-go interface for managing users, roles, the whole nine yards right out of the box.
That's amazing. Especially for new projects, it's like getting a head start on a really important but often tedious part of the process.
Exactly. And while we're on the topic of security, we can't forget about JWTs, you know, JSON Web Tokens.
Right. They've become the gold standard for securing APIs these days.
And ServiceStack 8.1 doesn't just support JWTs, it really embraces them.
What do you mean?
Well, they've deeply integrated with ASP.NET Core's existing JWT mechanisms. So you're not just getting JWTs bolted on as an afterthought. It's all baked right in.
Ah, so it's about that seamless integration again. Everything just works together.
Precisely. And that means better performance, too.
Yeah.
JWTs are lightweight and stateless, so your servers aren't bogged down with session data.
Right. So faster authentication, snappier responses, all that good stuff.
Exactly. And it all ties back to that core idea. Leverage what .NET already does well. By aligning with .NET's preferred way of handling security, they've made ServiceStack more performant and easier to use.
It's funny, we've been talking about all this technical stuff, but it really boils down to developer experience, doesn't it?
Absolutely. They want to make .NET developers happy. And speaking of happy developers, let's talk about Blazor.
Okay, I have a feeling you're about to make some Blazor fans very excited.
Oh, you know it. ServiceStack 8.1 has some seriously cool stuff for Blazor, especially when it comes to building those highly interactive, super smooth web UIs that everyone loves.
All right, you've got my attention. Let's dive in. This interactive auto mode, for example, it sounds almost too good to be true. Fast initial load and a rich WebAssembly experience all at the same time. How does that even work?
All right, so picture this. You load up a Blazor WASM app. Normally, you've got to wait for all that WebAssembly stuff to download and initialize, right?
Right, which can take a bit, especially on a slower connection.
Exactly. But with interactive auto mode, ServiceStack does this clever thing. It actually renders that first view on the server.
Oh, I see. So the user gets instant content even before the whole WebAssembly app is fully loaded.
Exactly. And then, in the background, the Blazor WASM app takes over seamlessly. So to the user, it just feels like the app loaded super fast and then smoothly transitioned to a more interactive experience.
Wow, that is slick. They actually show it off in the blog post using a stable diffusion web app, Blazor Diffusion. The performance is seriously impressive.
Right. And it's not just about performance either. ServiceStack 8.1 also introduces some really cool pre-built UI components for Blazor. Things can save you a ton of time and effort.
Like what? Give me an example.
Well, take the auto query grid, for example.
Auto query grid. It sounds intriguing, I'll give you that. But what is it exactly? Auto query grid. It sounds intriguing, I'll give you that. But what is it exactly?
It's basically magic, is what it is.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe not magic, but it's pretty close. Imagine you need a data grid in your Blazor app.
Which, let's be honest, you almost always do at some point.
Right. So normally you'd spend hours, maybe even days, building that out, getting all the features just right. Filtering, sorting, pagination, maybe even some inline editing.
Yeah, and don't even get me started on responsive design. Mm-hmm. Making those things work on different screen sizes.
It's a pain. But with the auto query grid, ServiceStack takes care of all that heavy lifting for you. You point it at your data, and boom, you've got a fully functional, feature-rich data grid ready to go.
So it's like having a pre-built, customizable data grid component at your fingertips.
Exactly. And the best part is how little code you have to write. It's all about saving you time and letting you focus on the unique parts of your application.
That's the dream. Less time wrestling with UI widgets, more time building awesome features.
Exactly. And that's really what this whole release is about, isn't it? Making .NET developers' lives easier.
It really seems like it. From the core integrations with ASP.NET Core to these time-saving features like the auto query grid.
They're really doubling down on .NET.
Yeah.
I think it's a good sign.
Agreed. But let's bring it back to our listeners for a moment. We've covered a lot of ground here. What's the key takeaway? Why should they care about ServiceStack 8.1?
I think this release goes beyond just ServiceStack. It's indicative of a larger trend within the .NET world.
What do you mean?
Microsoft is serious about making .NET the best developer platform out there. Productive, performant, and enjoyable to use.
And they're putting their money where their mouth is with things like .NET 8, right?
Exactly. And ServiceStack is right there with them, embracing those advancements and passing the benefits on to developers.
So it's less about, should I use ServiceStack, and more about, hey, look at all the amazing things happening in the .NET world. And by the way, ServiceStack lets you leverage all of it.
Nailed it. Whether you're a seasoned ServiceStack pro or just curious about what .NET has to offer, this release is a sign that things are moving in the right direction.
I'm inclined to agree. It's an exciting time to be a .NET developer. And that brings us to our concluding thought for this deep dive. We've seen how ServiceStack is becoming more deeply integrated with .NET, almost like a native citizen of that world.
Right. It's not just running on .NET. It's a part of .NET.
Exactly. So here's the question for our listeners to ponder. Do you think this level of integration will become the standard for other frameworks?
Interesting question. Will they follow suit or forge their own paths?
Only time will tell, I suppose. But it'll be interesting to see how it all plays out.
Absolutely. The software development world never sits still for long.
That's for sure. Well, on that note, thanks for joining us for this deep dive into ServiceStack 8.1. Until next time, happy coding, everyone.